With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. Rotary Club of Grand Cayman welcomes its 2026-2027 board following the club's annual leadership transition. Led by President Dale Crowley, the new board brings together a group of business and community leaders, quote, committed to advancing Rotary's mission locally and internationally. The club says this year's theme, Create Lasting Impact, reflects its continued focus on sustainable service, meaningful partnerships, and community leadership. Rotary Club of Grand Cayman has served the community for more than 60 years since being chartered by Rotary International on the 8th of November 1965. For more information, you can visit rotary.ky. In other news, it's not much of a surprise. Local inflation spiked nearly 3% in the first quarter of this year. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
According to the Economics and Statistics Office, the first quarter inflation rate for Cayman was 2.8% when compared to Q1 2025, driven in part by a massive 17% rise in the communication division. The ESO says this is because telephone and telefax equipment index prices rose nearly 30%. Other price hikes included a 6.7% upward movement in household equipment, a more than 5% rise in restaurants and hotels, 4% in education, and more than 3.5% in housing and utilities. If you look just at the quarter changes from the last 3 months of 2025 to the first 3 months of this year, inflation grew by 0.8%. The ESO says that increase can be attributed to the index for communication rising by 6.3% and household equipment by nearly 5%, quote, reflecting the increase in minimum wages that took effect in January. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
You can find the full first quarter consumer price index report at ESO.ky. Finally, the national airline adds extra flights this summer to La Ceiba, Honduras. Cayman Airways' Olivia Scott tells Radio Cayman this is in response to increased travel demand.
The additional summer flights complement CAL's year-round weekly service between Grand Cayman and La Ceiba, which operates on Wednesdays, now providing customers with greater flexibility for summer travel.
The extra summer flights will run on July 17th and 24th, as well as on August 7th. For more information, you can head to caymanairways.com. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe, which will take us out of our newscast.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The political future of the French far-right politician Marine Le Pen hangs in the balance after she lost her appeal against a conviction for misuse of public funds. She must wear an ankle tag, so is unlikely to run for president next year. The International Olympic Committee has provisionally lifted its ban on Russia imposed after the invasion of Ukraine. This will allow its athletes to compete in the next Summer Games. The IOC has not yet decided if the Russian flag and anthem can be used. President Trump has again criticised NATO on arriving for its summit in Turkey. He attacked Britain over the war in Iran, but heaped praise on Turkey's President Erdogan. Drone strikes in North Kordofan in Sudan have killed at least 15 people. A rights group said the vehicles were hit in areas controlled by the RSF paramilitaries. Britain's Maritime Security Agency says three tankers have reported being attacked near the Strait of Hormuz. One was a Qatari ship carrying liquefied natural gas. Two public broadcasters in Hungary have suspended news programmes as the Prime Minister, Peter Modzsor, seeks to undo the legacy of his far-right predecessor, Viktor Orban. Mr. Modzsor said it marked the end of what he called propaganda broadcasts. Zimbabwe's president has signed into law a constitutional amendment that will extend his time in office by 2 years. It will allow Emmerson Mnangagwa to stay in power until 2030. A Kenyan elephant, believed to be one of Africa's last remaining super tuskers, has died. Famous for tusks that nearly touch the ground, the giant, known as One Ton, was a popular attraction in the Amboseli and Tsavo parks. BBC News.